Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Good to have you with us. Today's text is from Nehemiah chapter 9, and we're reading verses 29 to 35.
You warned them to return to your law, but they became arrogant and disobeyed your commands. They sinned against your ordinances, by which a man will live if he obeys them. Stubbornly they turned their backs on you, became stiff-necked and refused to listen. For many years you were patient with them. By your spirit you admonished them through your prophets. Yet they paid no attention, so you handed them over to the neighbouring peoples. But in your great mercy you did not put an end to them or abandon them, for you are a gracious and merciful God. Now therefore, O our God, the great, mighty, and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love, do not let all this hardship seem trifling in your eyes, the hardship that has come upon us, upon our kings and leaders, upon our priests and prophets, upon our fathers and all your people, from the days of the kings of Assyria until today. In all that has happened to us, you have been just. You have acted faithfully while we did wrong. Our kings, our leaders, our priests and our fathers did not follow your law. They did not pay attention to your commands or the warnings you gave them. Even while they were in their kingdom, enjoying your great goodness to them in the spacious and fertile land you gave them, they did not serve you or turn from their evil ways.
Our focus is on verse 31. For you are a gracious and merciful God. It's easy to take God's grace and mercy for granted, but, like Nehemiah, we need to acknowledge his goodness towards us regularly. This can be important when things are difficult or a struggle. Turning our attention to the grace and mercy of God helps us to avoid self-pity. It stops us from becoming resentful or bitter about our circumstances and reminds us that the Lord remains constant and true. It can be easy to thank God, praise him, speak about his goodness when things are going well. But much more real if we do it through the tough times. After all, tough times can often cause us to rely on the Lord more and prove him to be gracious and merciful. Nehemiah recounts the way that the Lord had been good to the Israelites, despite their waywardness. And we too can be grateful that God does not treat us as our sins deserve. Look at Psalm 103. Maybe if we remember the Lord's grace and mercy towards us more often, it will help us to pass that grace and mercy on to others. A prayer. Lord God, help me to praise you. Not because of my circumstances, but because of who you are. Help me to trust in you, especially when things are difficult. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.